Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. We got a lot to get into. O.J. Simpson dead. Rest in peace, or not peace.
Or not. Or not.
Kind of depends who you ask there. But yeah, he's gone. And I'm finding it interesting. Adam Schefter actually was more sensitive on that tweet than he was other guys who died. So
Wayne Haskins.
And I never thought it was that big of a deal to call a guy a bust.
You talking about Dwayne Haskins?
Yeah, I mean, if he was a bust, he was a bust. But he's like, O.J. Simpson, the NFL Hall of Famer who was acquitted of murder. Like, of all the times to be
never
sensitive.
A bust.
Yeah, Adam
never
Schefter. Like, if there was ever a time where Adam Schefter could have just come out and talked about it, he could have said, O.J. Simpson, known for slicing his wife and perhaps her maybe lover's neck, is dead at the age of 76. But Schefty, man, selective sensitivity, I will say.
He was never a bust in the NFL. Never was.
Goodness gracious. Read the Adam Schefter. Read how sensitive he is about the O.J. Simpson. Here you go. Read how sensitive this is. Of all the times to be sensitive about a death, let's hear this.
O.J. Simpson, the former football great who was accused of and ultimately acquitted of the brutal 1994 slayings of his ex-wife and her friend, has died, according to family. He was 76.
There you go.
Not a bust.
Make it clear. Also, not a Jew.
Not a Jew.
But guess who is?
Yes.
Rod Carew.
Rod Carew is.
There you go.
I know what you're doing there.
So, O.J. Simpson.
Let me ask you again what I asked you and Figgy off the air.
Gone.
How does it make you feel?
I mean, I don't care. I don't really care if O.J. Simpson died or not, to be honest with you. I think he's a historic figure. I don't think you ignore what, like, the history of it, whether, like, regardless of the trial. I mean, it was one of the most historic moments in the history of the world. It was a fall from grace, historic. Yeah, it was polarizing.
Not football historic.
I think it was where it was a huge moment where people became selectively ignorant, mm-hmm. where you just believe what you believe no matter what. Which I think that happened. I think it was kind of the first taste of TMZ type of trial stuff. I thought it was, I mean, he's a historic figure for sure. That's one of the most historic moments in the history, not just of sports, but of this country.
Let me ask you this. Would you rather have to write O.J. Simpson's obituary or speak at his funeral?
I would rather speak. I don't want to write his obituary.
That's almost an impossible task. Like, you've got to write and rewrite, and is this good? Is this not? Is this insensitive? Is this strong enough? But I agree with you. At the funeral, you know, it's going to be mostly friends and family, and you're going to be talking about other things.
I'll be honest, I'm kind of surprised because I thought by the time he died, we'd get a confession.
Yeah. Well,
and maybe he left something behind. I could see him leaving something behind or something, but I thought perhaps before the death, we would get like some kind of confession or something.
Good point.
Like that.
I think it might be on the table that he left something behind.
Yeah, I don't think it's too far stretched to think or far fetched to think that maybe that will happen.
Yeah, so. I think that's a good point, and maybe that's going to be news for later today or other days.
Yeah, who knows? But yeah, he gone, 76.
I don't know how it makes me feel.
What do you mean? You sad?
Well, I mean, he was a football great that died.
Oh,
but
wow!
I am not.
Look at this guy.
Hold on, I am not sad. I'm actually kind of like, good.
Okay. Yeah.
Right?
Either way.
Mm-hmm.
Figgy?
Yeah, I feel no type of way about it, man. Like, honestly, I only knew him from the case because I was too young to know about his game and all that stuff. But
broadcasting, I remember watching him. It was one of my first, like, early 90s. He was, like, the sideline guy. So I was pretty good at that.
I remember him breaking 2,000 yards.
Oh, wow.
I was 11 years old.
Phew.
It was in the snow against the New York Jets.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember watching that with my dad. And I was actually happy then.
Yeah. Why would you not be?
I know, exactly.
History. It's a historic figure for sure. O.J. Simpson. Gone. He gone. Now, there is a conspiracy theory going around now.
Already?
Yeah. This is their opportunity.
Or is this your conspiracy theory?
No, this is their opportunity.
Whose?
Theirs.
Who's they?
They're.
Okay.
They've been kind of irrelevant lately.
Okay.
This is the Kardashians' chance to get back in the spotlight.
Oh.
This is their chance, man. Kanye's been overshadowing them. Bianca Sensory, way more viral than Kim. This is their chance to get in, man. It's their chance to get back.
I wouldn't be surprised. I'll put it that
way. Are they going to announce that Khloe was the daughter of O.J. Simpson?
Nah,
finally.
Now you're just being irresponsible, Phil.
Hey, that's been out there.
Yeah.
Now you're just being irresponsible.
Where the hell you been at?
Yeah, exactly. That's
oh,
been out there,
goodness.
Man.
Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely.
He actually addressed it. O.J. actually addressed that.
Just a lot of things.
It's yours truly. Is that how he introduces himself in the other world? Hello, other world.
Hell? You mean hell?
I said otherworld. It could be any number of different things.
Remember when they interrupted the Rockets? Someone brings this up on the text line, the Rockets Knicks.
How could you forget?
For the O.J. chase.
Yeah, how could you forget?
Running from the
finals,
cops.
Man. It was awesome. And
there were a lot of Rockets fans who were admitting, man, go back to the chase. Go back to the chase.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Please, go back to the chase.
That was O.J.,
My father was saying go back to the chase. I remember that.
Yeah, vividly. Like, vividly. That was...
And then his son comes running out when he's in the car.
Mm-hmm.
His son's yelling at him.
His
son's yelling at him, and then he parks.
Yeah. No, that was... Like, that was every network, man. Like, and then the game, too. Had with a slow speed chase, they called it. He was in the back seat.
The Bronco?
Yeah.
Did he do harm to the Bronco brand?
Yes.
Because that's all I think about when I see Broncos. Mm-hmm. By the way, those new Broncos are nice.
They rebranded.
It took them 25 years to even get back on the market.
They just brought it back like 2 years ago.
Yeah. The Broncos were, although some people like to collect white Broncos or like to try to find a white Bronco.
If I were rich, honestly, and this is not a fascination with it, but if I were a billionaire or something, like if I had Jim Irsay money, he likes to buy a bunch of music crap, I would buy that Bronco and display it like in my game room.
I guarantee
you. I'm an OJ historian when it comes to the trial. Like a historian. I've watched the trial I don't even know how many times. My mom had us in front of the TV. We were watching it.
Yeah.
I remember being in the cafeteria when Miss Barngrover came in and said, not guilty.
Yep. Yep.
Remember it all.
I remember my wife, who was the school director then, as she is now up in Kingwood, like all the teachers, they had an auditorium. Like they brought all the little bitty kids and everything into the auditorium because all the teachers wanted to see the verdict.
Yeah. I mean, it was nuts.
We're not having school today, kids.
Yeah.
We're going to watch this.
We had the attorney, F. Lee Bailey, had him on multiple times. I would call him and just chat with him.
Yeah.
Because by then he'd gotten disbarred a couple times post that. He'd already had a full career. But just talking to him, I was just like, man, look at this damn dream team.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I mean, honestly, his legal team made the 92 Dream Team look like the freaking Rockets of this year.
And it wasn't even just F. Lee Bailey and Johnny Cochran.
Robert Shapiro,
exactly.
Barry Sheck, who was like the science guy who was on there.
Yep.
Johnny Cochran's right hand man. Who's
Alan
really
Dershowitz.
Good. Yeah, Alan Dershowitz, and then Johnny Cochran's right hand man. I forget his name. The little dude. He was there. They had a freaking squab, man. Yeah. I don't know how he put that. Oh yeah, Robert Kardashian. They put him
on
that
guy too.
They put him on the legal team. He wasn't even like a criminal lawyer. They put him on the legal team just because he wouldn't have to testify.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of a strategy because he knew everything.
Yeah,
mofo took the bag. And then they put him on. They put him on the legal team.
He was just kind of sitting there,
just chilling.
Yeah, he was just sitting there,
hair slicked back,
getting paid $5,000 an hour.
I don't even know he was getting paid. He's probably doing it for free at that point.
Oh, he was getting paid.
Probably trying to avoid situations,
AKA bribe. He was getting paid. Trust me on that.
Yeah, that squad, man, that legal squad. And then Barry Sheck is one of the more underrated ones. He's actually the one. He did the DNA. He was the first like science manipulator.
Mm-hmm. That was really the first time DNA got into the forefront.
I never knew what it was. I don't think anyone knew what it was till then.
Yeah, yeah.
And you had F. Lee Bailey going up there, mm-hmm. taunting them into trying on the glove. Told him he had, like, small nuts. Marcia Clark just in over her head. Oh. Chris Darwin just in over his head, just completely just getting fried,
cooked. Who was the cop?
Mark Furman.
Yeah, Furman.
Furman's dumbass did that screenplay.
Yeah.
Absolute moron. Yeah, all the and then Nicole Brown Simpson's crackhead best friend that was that now designs houses, Faye Resnick. I'm telling you, man, I was into this. I could watch the cross examination.
My
of
favorite
this,
thing ever, and I was saying it as it was happening. Every time they asked Cato Kalin a question, he would squint like it hurt. Like ask me a question, and he'd go. like I'm thinking, I'm using my brain.
713, y'all are dancing around the fact that the OJ verdict was divided racially. No duh, man.
A word.
Yeah, that's what we said earlier. No kidding,
word.
Man. What's the dance? Like, oh no.
Y'all are dancing around the fact that there was a black versus white issue.
Word.
Nobody is denying any of that.
Where do people start making up? This is... It was kind of crazy, though, seeing some of the people try to say he was innocent just as like a...
Oh, God.
I mean, it was like, come on, man. Like, what are we doing here?
And the stupid glove. It's all bloody.
Like, he's going to go to Academy Sports and Outdoors and get the perfect size glove.
Well, not even that. The blood had shrunk it and everything else.
We haven't even mentioned the biggest star of that thing.
Cato. That's what I said, Cato Kalin.
Okay.
He would yeah. Every time they asked him a question, he would squint.
He was like the ultimate mooch. That guy, so he lived, they didn't.
He lived in the garage.
He lived with Nicole first.
Yes, yes.
He lived with Nicole first, and then OJ was getting jealous, so then OJ lets him live in his guest house.
Yeah.
And they went to McDonald's on the day of the murder. OJ comes in there, hey, man, you want to go to McDonald's with me? I don't know if he was trying to like put together an alibi or something like that. Hey, you want to go to McDonald's with me?
That guy did nothing.
So they go to McDonald's.
Like did nothing.
Dude, he chilled. He probably just smoking pot the whole time in the back, just hanging out, living at OJ's house.
I remember some of the testimony. Like, were they asking Nicole's sister? Because they partied real hard the night before or something?
Well, they were at that restaurant.
And they asked that
Furman worked at. Not Furman. The other guy who died.
Yeah. The
guy whose dad.
Friend, yeah.
The guy whose dad. What was the guy's name? Yeah. That's the only guy I can't remember. That's kind of sad.
But I remember
Goldman.
Yeah, yeah. But I remember they were asking.
Fred Goldman.
They were Ron Goldman. They were asking, like, her, so how much did you have to drink? Were you drunk? And she goes, well, we were buzzing.
Yeah. I listened to Kato on Vlad TV, and Kato was basically like saying that Nicole and her friends, like all her like Beverly Hills friends, they would wake up at 9,
mm-hmm.
they would go jogging, they would go home, they would shower, and then they would just go booze up.
Yeah.
And that's where Furman worked, and she happened to leave her sunglasses, and he went to her house to take her the sunglasses. And then I guess OJ lived like a mile and a half, 2 miles mm-hmm. away, and then bada bing, bada boom.
Bada bing, bada boom.
There you go.
Yeah.
That was crazy. And then F. Lee Bailey just going in to cross-examine. It's just crazy. That was just the craziest damn thing in my life. That's never going to get overshadowed.
Well, to this day, we all know OJ killed 2 people.
Yeah, we know that.
But to this day, I mean, there's a
come
big,
on.
I just said it. Do you agree? OJ killed 2 people. Brace yourself. Brace yourself.
You being serious?
I'm joking. Yeah.
There's all these wild theories. Yeah, it's crazy, man. That was.
And then he wrote a book.
All time.
If I did it.
If I did it, this is how it would go.
Oh, God.
Got arrested in Vegas for trying to go get his own stuff.
Yeah, that's karma.
What about the joke he did on video with the knife?
Yeah, where he's going and talking to the lady.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a wild dude, man.
Man, there was just so many elements.
Our American justice system acquitted the man of murder. Therefore, he is innocent.
Okay. That's fair.
No, it's not.
There you go. All right, that's what you want to say.
He was found not guilty.
That's how we're
looking.
That
doesn't mean he's innocent.
There you go.
You can be not guilty and still not be innocent.
There you go. You can have that. You can hold that. There you go. Wave your OJ flag, man. Pour one out for him.
Yeah. And I told the story when we were doing the cross here about when he took my first class seat and I was just being nice to OJ. That was actually...
Nah, you were knowing your damn role. And shut your damn mouth.
It was before the
shout
murder.
Shout out to The Rock.
It was before the murder.
Yeah, so know your role and shut your mouth. Get in the back.
No, he was still very acclaimed, you know, and very popular. It was probably a year or less before the murders. I'm like, yeah, dang, I gave OJ Mike. I didn't even have to. I didn't have to do it.
OJ Simpson dead at 76.
Yep.
There you go. Houston Astros yesterday. Another L. 11-2 L. 7-run third inning, by the way. Spencer Arrighetti, is that his name? Spencer Arrighetti? Is that what we're going with?
Spencer Arrighetti.
3 innings pitched, 7 runs, 7 hits, 3 strikeouts, 3 walks. Astros fall to 4-9. They look to avoid the sweep this afternoon in Kansas City. It's early.
Yeah.
4-9. It's early, right?
Well, it is
I'm
early.
I'm leaning with it's early, right? Am I good?
It is early. But... I think I'm a little early in saying what I want to say here, but I also think there's a lot of evidence that points to it, and we're obviously going to dig into this. But this is the end, isn't it?
Of what?
This is the beginning of the end.
For what?
Of the Astros run.
I mean, can they have? I mean, can we?
They can win 6 straight.
Can we get to June, man.
They can win 6 straight, and we'd be saying, what a team. They're playing well. They're improving. I don't think it would change that this is the beginning of the end, and we are seeing it.
Might get Fromber and Verlander back, man.
Yeah, well.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
How does that make you feel?
Well, Verlander's 41. Fromber, who knows? And then there's the other ones that clearly there's some questions there as well.
They're now 1-2-1 in series, by the way.
Yeah, that's a done deal. No matter what happens, a 1-10 start today.
Yeah, I'm keeping up with that. 1-2-1.
Yeah.
Very much. So, yeah. We'll see how it goes. Landry Locke and John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. We'll hear from a spotter. Let's give this guy a chance. Times are tough. Let's listen to Joe Espada and find out if he can make us feel better. And then... let's talk about D'Amico's big test. In the Loop continues next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.